Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to another edition of First Touch. I am your host, Nico Beef Sauce, and with me soon on here is going to be Tyler Levine. I know it's summertime. I know the soccer action is coming to a little halt, but thankfully we have some Nations League action to talk about. Portugal faced Spain. 2-2 was the regular time result. They went to extra time and finally went to penalties. Listen, whatever you think about Nations League, I know it's not the most exciting part of the season, but we see these big players showing up. I mean, Mbappe played, Florian Wirtz, they just signed with Liverpool, played Cristiano Ronaldo, going on to his 40s, and his love for Portugal is crazy. Portugal gets a trophy. I think it's a big deal for them, and I feel like for anybody that's Portuguese, they definitely feel that right now. We are going to cover some transfer news on a lot happening over the summertime. Teams trying to make big moves. Real Madrid signed an amazing superstar, 17 years old, from Argentina. We definitely are going to talk about the FIFA World Cup for the clubs for the first time ever. We're going to see teams from MLS. We're going to see teams from Brazil. Teams all over the world putting together a huge league and competing for a trophy that's going to be available for the first time to win. I mean, what's more exciting about that? I was kind of skeptical about it because I was thinking the teams might, you know, not really field their first team players, but it seems like a lot of superstars are going to be playing and they're going to be competing to win this trophy. Kevin De Bruyne coming out, signing for Napoli. I think this is absolutely insane. And to be honest with you, I thought that Kevin De Bruyne was going to either go to MLS or he would go to another Premier League team because he loved the league and he's been there for such a long time. Maybe go back to Belgium. But he signs on with the Champions of Italy. I think this is a massive move for him. They sold Kvaratskhelia to PSG, which is a Champions League winner now. And here comes De Bruyne to give another breath of fresh air in the Italian league that is not very popular for having the most big quality players like him. Cannot wait to honestly see how he's going to fit into the Italian league and what he's going to be able to succeed. Coming right back with Tyler Levine, my good friends. Don't move. We have an exciting show coming up for you.
Fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
How we doing, folks? Happy Friday, and welcome to another edition of First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We are brought to you by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Ty Levine, along with Nico Beefsaw. Got my technical difficulties out of the way, and we are ready to go. Nico, how are we doing?
We're doing amazing. We have so much action to cover. I cannot wait to get to it, man.
I know. It's very exciting, and things really were heightened. We thought, most years you think, okay, UCL's done, the leagues are all wrapped up, it's summertime, there's not going to be much to talk about, transfer news, speculation, you can do the whole who are you most excited for, rate the signings, all that, which we will do, but boy are we blessed this summer. We have a Nations League final to talk about, which was just epic in every sense of the word. The Club World Cup kicking off, there's some U.S. men's national team drama that we can get into, and then on top of that, obviously, all of the headlines. The Fabrizio Romano notifications have been turned on for the transfer window. Again, that guy works harder than anyone in the world, I think. But for nonetheless, sure. Let's start with what we saw last Sunday, the Nations League final, which was, what a day of sports it was. It started off with Alcaraz and Sinner at Roland Garros, probably the best tennis match I've ever seen. It's being widely regarded as the best of all time. And then that ends as Spain kicks off. And an even cooler little tidbit, Carlos Alcaraz of Spain won the game, the match-winning point, the tournament-winning point, as the Spanish national anthem was playing for the Nations League final, which was very, very cool. But nonetheless, the game ends 2-2. Portugal wins it 5-3 in penalties. I mean, what a final we had here. Zubimendi opened it up in the 21st minute. 5 minutes later, Nuno Mendes, just an absolute ripper into the bottom corner. And we're going to talk a lot more about Nuno Mendes because I think that it's time to give him his flowers and call him the best left back in the world, in my opinion. We'll get into that, though. And then right before halftime, Orzabal made it 2-1 Spain. Second half, 61st minute. None other than Cristiano Ronaldo levels it 2-2. And both teams had their fair share of chances in the rest of the game, and the 30 minutes of extra time, it remained 2-2. However, in Portugal, like I said, took it in penalties 5-3. Not many people saw this coming. Portugal wins their third major trophy, and you can see just how much it meant to the players, to Ronaldo. For anyone who thought that this is something that these guys don't care about, that stance, that opinion has to be put to bed. I mean, it felt like you were watching a Euro final. Like that's what it felt like from the fan perspective. So with all that being said, Nico, your thoughts on this game, Portugal, Spain, and all the rest?
I think honestly, we're talking about these teams and how they come together for these tournaments. We have to take into consideration that every single time you wear the jersey with a flag on it, you're going to play 100% effort. Whoever plays on that field does it, and I think this was a great display of it. Semifinals were amazing. The finals were amazing. And Cristiano Ronaldo to be still putting his body on the line every game and all the way until the end of the season, he could be easily on vacation already. He scores a big goal for them. I do think that most of the attention was Yamal, pretty much the best player in the world right now at 17, 18 years old, battling a legend on his way out. Cristiano Ronaldo gets a trophy, and Yamal, you know, he scored
in the semifinal and the final. I mean, the guy, and apparently the recipe for Portugal winning a national team trophy is Ronaldo gets hurt some point late in the game and has to sit out and watch the rest on the sideline, because that's the last for the Euro final. When Eder scored the game-winning goal against France all those years back. Ronaldo famously hurt his knee. He's on the sideline coaching, crying, the passion just overflowing with emotion. And we saw the exact same thing. He couldn't even watch the last penalty kick. He was looking away, falls to his knees, tears running down his face. Crazy. You got to be happy for the guy. He's gotten a lot of criticism over the last 3 to 4 years. You can complain about or have the stance that the Saudi league is nothing, he's washed, it's a retirement league. But he just scored against Germany in the semifinals, the game-winning goal, and then against Spain, who have won every major national team trophy for the last, 4 years now?
No matter who your GOAT is, whether it's Ronaldo or Messi, one thing you cannot say about Ronaldo is that he doesn't love this game. He's doing it all for the love of the game. I mean, obviously, he's going to be paid crazy money every time he signs for a team. But look at the passion that he brings onto the field. You're never watching the guy just walk around the field bored. He loves football.
I wanted to add this in, too. It's something that I feel like watching him, he's finally, I don't want to say mastered, because I don't think there's anything left that he really has to master. I think he really understands his role of being that interlinking center forward where the ball comes in and you lay it off, it's almost like he's realized, okay, I don't necessarily have the speed or what it takes to really just be the guy that he was, which was just taking everybody on one-on-one and finishing it. And he's more bought into the idea of what the role that he needs to play to succeed in the team. There are a lot of instances where you saw him getting the ball, holding up play, laying it off, making the run. I mean, on the goal that they scored to make it 2-2, that was a set piece for Spain, and Ronaldo is in the other team's box, and he makes a 100-yard sprint to inevitably ultimately tap it in. I mean, the guy's 40 and putting in this type of effort. You can't knock it, and it's a bad day for the haters. That's all I have to say. Regardless of who your goat is, the guy scored in the semifinals against Germany and the finals against Spain, and that's
He's a
it.
Beast.
I mean, unbelievable game. Let's talk about Nuno Mendes for a sec, because, I mean, he shut down everyone that there was to shut down in that run through the Champions League. Saka, Salah, it was just, he's so good. He affects the game in so many different ways. I cannot, with good faith, say that there's anybody better at the outside back position than him in the world. I mean, and how can you deny
him? He reminds me of a prime Alphonso Davies. His style, the way that he literally goes from...
I think he's even better. He's not as fast. Look at the goal, bro. I mean, that was like a winger cutting inside and smashing into the bottom corner. And
that's
he's
a beautiful goal.
Lamal was dead quiet all game. He was off. He was misplacing his passes. He's getting the ball, and normally where you see him start to kind of go and take guys on, there are a couple times where they're on the break, and you saw him kind of pull it back. I was expecting a big final for him. I put some money on him to score. Was obviously very disappointed in that. But this is the first time that I saw somebody keep him in check in what has felt like well over a year. I mean, do you agree? I mean, did you see anything out of Lamal that made you think, okay, this guy, you know, this he's having a decent game? Excuse me.
No, he definitely had a bad game, and I mean, you know, you can't expect a 17-year-old to constantly play amazing games back to back to back. gotten us used to that, but you got to take into account that, you know, sometimes you're facing guys that have more experience than you, and Nuno Mendes, as you said earlier, arguably the best left back right now in Europe. So he's going to have this advantage. Man, this player that I will not be more excited about than Yamal for the next 10 years. Like, he's going to put on a show.
I think it was a good learning lesson for him as well. And again, I mean, Vitinha, all over the place. I mean, Portugal, to be honest, I don't think, I mean, at least myself, I didn't really think Portugal stood a chance. And now, I mean, you look at this team, I think that they could probably use, you know, I mean, they had João Neves starting at outside back. Inacio is, you know, didn't have the best game. Ruben Dias is getting up there in terms of age. But you look at the World Cup next year, and I think that Portugal is going to make some noise. I think they're very, very overlooked. But I mean, the midfield that they have is great. They have young upcoming guys as well. So props to Portugal. They get it done. That's it.
Portugal is one of the teams that I always look out for. So much talent.
For real. And, you know, the man, Roberto Martinez, I believe his name is, he's been doing it forever with Everton, national teams. So
Belgium, yeah.
This is exactly what they would have wanted going into next summer. And they get it done, knocking off Spain, and which is probably refreshing for the neutrals and the rest of the world to have somebody other than Spain winning something. But nonetheless, First Touch rolls on. Coming up next, we're going to talk Club World Cup. Kicks off tomorrow. Inter Miami versus Al Ahly SC. If I got that one right, that'd be surprising. But nonetheless, First Touch rolls on here with your hosts, Ty Levine and Nico Beef Sauce. Coming up next.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Sports Overnight America. I am your host, Tyler Levine, along with Nico Beef Sauce. And it's time for the Club World Cup, Nico. It is here. You know, we've had a lot of questions. I've had a lot of thoughts on this. I have some things I want to ask you about it. But it kicks off tomorrow. Al Ahly SC versus Inter Miami. David Beckham's Inter Miami. Leo Messi. Doesn't surprise me that they're at the face of this. There's been a lot of talk on whether or not this is just kind of a FIFA thing that they're doing, another money grab, another tournament, more advertising to sell, more money to throw around. But, you know, you look at the squads that have been released. It looks like a lot of these teams are going to be bringing the heat. And there's a lot of money to be made for the clubs, upwards of $1 billion available for the winner. What are your thoughts on the Club World Cup as a whole, and how excited for it are you?
I'm very excited. And to be honest, when there's a tournament that's coming up, if I'm going to see top level football, which is what this looks like to me, that it's going to be after a certain phase, I cannot wait to see it. I mean, teams fighting for a trophy. What's wrong with that? And more money to be generated. For as long as these players want to get paid $40 and $50 million a year, man, they're going to have to play more games. That money is going to have to come from somewhere.
I was talking with a buddy of mine who you know, watches football but isn't exactly, you know, totally deeply into it like we are. And he asked, he was like, do they have an off season? And it seems like now, I mean, we're at the point where it feels like every summer it's going to be either World Cup, Euros, and, you know, Copa America, the World Cup qualifying with the Nations League, or now the Club World Cup.
And you know what's crazy? The craziest thing in soccer is that, like, if you're a top level player, you cannot escape those. Like, you're going to play for your national team. You're going to be called. You're going to play to the semifinals of the Champions League. You're going to play, you know, crazy momentum all the way to the finish of the league because you want to win it. And those guys are actually the guys that never get a break.
Let's talk some of the teams that are in it. Porto, Inter Miami, PSG, Atletico Madrid, Bayern, Benfica, Boca, Chelsea, LAFC, Inter, River Plate, Dortmund, Juve, Man City, Real Madrid, Al-Hilal. So while there are a lot of teams that people have probably never heard of, as have I. Mamelodi Sundowns FC is certainly not someone that I've watched before. But
South Africa.
Yes. With all that being said, there's some cool ones. Auckland City FC is a good one. But nonetheless, who do you think will be? Let's go a little pre-tournament prediction on who you think is ultimately going to lift the trophy here.
I think my heart tells me City would be a team that wants a trophy like this one, especially after having like a really bad trophyless season. Madrid, I would put in there as well. But I honestly don't know. I honestly don't know what these teams are going to field. That's going to be the most interesting thing. Is it going to be a mix-up? Is it going to be some players that never play? Or is it going to be actually everybody fields their first team and they go for it?
I've got to think, knowing Pep, I feel like there's going to be a lot of rotation in that City side. With that being said, I fully believe that all the teams I just listed will make a deep run. And maybe is it for these earlier games, they kind of are going to be resting the main guys. Like, I don't think that City is necessarily, I'm pulling up their fixtures for the first match that they play. Do I think that they are going to field their A team against Wydad Casablanca? I don't think
no.
So. Nor do I think that they need to. And I think
they're playing in Philly too.
Yeah, so it's. I think it's going to be very interesting. We're going to find out by next Friday when we have another edition of First Touch here. What level of lineup we can expect, at least in the earlier rounds, from a lot of these teams. But for me, much like you picked City because they haven't really had a great season. Yeah. They want to win a trophy like this. They want the money. You got to look at Real Madrid as well. They didn't win anything. They just 100%. They got their most expensive. You know, they brought in Mbappe. Nothing came out of that. They now have Trent, who we're going to talk about later on. Just Trent. No Trent Alexander-Arnold anymore. Just Trent. Number 12, Trent. Which is a little funny tidbit if you haven't seen Trent Alexander-Arnold, famously wearing the number 66, has decided to take Alexander Arnold off the back of his jersey, just going by Trent now, changed the Instagram handle and all. He's going full David Beckham, moving to Real Madrid for the brand change, which I respect and I like the move. I mean, he's a guy with a bit of an ego. I don't know if he's going to play in this tournament. It's also cool because we're going to see the Xabi Alonso football at Real Madrid for the first time. And I couldn't be more excited about that. Barely. But I'm going with Real Madrid to lift this trophy. They're going to win the money, even though they don't need it. They are, I mean, historically speaking, have one of the best in and out ratios in terms of transfer fees in the world. Transfer spend super super low, profit super super high. So it's going to be interesting. But some of the games I outlined here, I mean, there are some good ones in round one. Although there's a lot of stinkers. On Sunday, we have PSG versus Atletico Madrid. I wanted to highlight this one because I got to ask. I mean, PSG just won everything. They won everything there is to win. Do you actually think that they're going to field, especially with a lot of their guys just playing in the Nations League final and the Nations League tournament, are they going to field their A team? And if they don't, do you expect Atletico Madrid to take this one?
They have to field their first team because, I mean, at the end of the day, they can't lose to some nobodies 2-0, 3-0. So they're going to have to field some good players. It's going to be a mix. That's my absolute guess. But I don't know that even PSG at the moment can afford to just like take the foot off the pedal and, you know, go in there and get out of first round. I don't think so.
We have on Monday Boca Juniors versus Benfica here in Miami.
That's a good game.
I'm actually going to go. The last time I was at the Hard Rock Stadium here in Miami for a football match was Colombia versus Argentina. Famously, the riots that went down there, $5 million worth of damage done to the stadium. I'm very curious about the atmosphere with the Boca fans. There is a huge Argentinian community here in Miami. I mean, it's going to be – Benfica fans are pretty nuts too, very passionate. So it's going to be quite the scenes. What do you expect from teams like Boca and Benfica? Do you give them a chance at going through this and ultimately lifting a trophy? Or do you think there's just too much of a gap between level of play between teams like Boca and Benfica and top teams like Real Madrid, City, PSG, Atletico?
Ultimately, when you take a really good team and you change their environment, you know, they're going to lose some points there. Because, like, that's what these teams are so good at doing. Like, Manchester City, if they're playing at home, they're going to destroy you no matter who you are. I think, like, teams like Boca and teams like Benfica can expose some of that and maybe catch them with a few subs in. And if they field their first team, which I don't see why you wouldn't, I feel like those teams can actually go far in this competition and win a lot of games. Boca Juniors is a phenomenal team. You can't deny that. And that's the whole reason of this.
We're going to see a lot of exactly. That's exactly what it is. It's exactly what it is. This is the reason we're doing this. And I was just going to go into as well. Monday as well, we have Boca Benfica, but we also have Chelsea versus LAFC. So we're going to see. There's always a lot of talk around the different levels of play across Europe versus the MLS, Saudi Pro League versus EPL and all these top five leagues in Europe. What do you think of Chelsea versus LAFC? Obviously, Chelsea has a ton of guys. They've signed about 4,000 players over the last couple seasons. And then you have a team like LAFC, homegrown MLS. Do you think that we're going to really see the gap between the Premier League and the MLS here? Do you think that this is really going to be a level playing field and maybe there's an advantage to the MLS teams who are playing stateside?
I think a team like Chelsea, with the amount of players that they have on the roster, it would be embarrassing for them to not go far in this competition. Because even if they sub out, like, let's say five or six guys, they are supposed to have options. They have pretty much like 100 players by now. So I want to see how they're going to take that responsibility and play with much weaker teams than them. Are they going to take it for granted and make the games fun and competitive, or are they going to come out the gate and swing and put them away early?
We're going to see on Wednesday Real Madrid kick off their tournament against Al Hilal. And you know, at first, if you're not aware of some of the transfers that have been made, you think, oh, it's Real Madrid versus a Saudi team, there's no chance. But you look at the lineup for Al Hilal. Just pulled up a random lineup from a couple months ago. Koulibaly, Napoli player, was a top center back in Europe. before making the move. Milinkovic-Savic, very, very big center midfielder, dominated Serie A with Lazio, has been linked to top teams for years and years. This is the move he made, obviously. Ruben Neves, we all remember the quality that he had at Wolves, the goals that he scored. Mitrovic, I believe he scored 30 goals in the league. Very big, played for Fulham, causes problems, good in the air, can finish in and around the box. You know, and I feel like the competitive edge that a lot of these teams have is Al Hilal is going to want to beat Real Madrid desperately because it's good for the brand, it's good for the league, and they're going to give it everything they have. The real question is, and you know, this is kind of what's been lingering, and the question that a lot of people have had is how much, what's the level of motivation going to be for a Real Madrid team who just had a very long season, who came up trophy list, versus a team like Al Hilal? I mean, it's a story as old as time in all of sports. The, you know, the David versus Goliath, you know, you look at it's the big school versus the small school in college sports. So do you think that Real Madrid are really going to show up and give it their all? Do you give Al Hilal a chance to win this game, or is this all Real Madrid for you?
I do think that from the teams that are supposedly weaker this tournament, we're going to see some Euro or World Cup type of action. 100 miles per hour on the ball, trying their absolute hardest, because a win for them is legendary. It would make them be on trending news for at least a week.
It's a lot of money as well, but nonetheless, we're excited for the Club World Cup here on First Touch. And up next on First Touch, we're going to go through headlines and transfers. Boy, is there a lot of them, so do not move. You're not going to want to miss this. I'm your host, Todd Levine, along with Nico Beef Sauce. First Touch rolls on, coming up next.
October is ending, but I want to keep the fall fun going. So I shopped Kohl's lowest prices of the season. I saved 30% on top active brands like Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. Then I got my kids some boots for under $22, scored 50% off Food Network baking must-haves, and earned Kohl's cash. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Flex Styles. Offers end October 27th. Coupons do not apply to Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with your host, Ty Levine, and my co-host, Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, let's get into some of the transfer news and headlines. Let's start with Tottenham. They hire Thomas Frank, the ex-Brentford manager, makes the move over to London. I think we were all a little shocked with Postecoglou being fired after bringing them the trophy. I think that this is I can't imagine any Tottenham fans being upset with this news. I mean, what Thomas Frank did with Brentford in the Premier League was great, in my opinion, although they obviously never really challenged for those European spots. Kept them mid-table. They didn't get relegated. Some great players in and out the door. More importantly, the style of play. They were always a team that played on the front foot. It didn't matter who they were playing. They scored goals. It was exciting to watch. Your thoughts on the Thomas Frank hire?
I think it's a great pick, but I still disagree completely with Postecoglou leaving. And also, I think that the hardest thing to do as a coach is go into a squad that you know that you might win a European trophy and still get fired. I mean, overcome that.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And also, you got to think, Thomas Frank managed a team that never had European football to worry about on top of the league and the
exactly.
League Cup and the FA Cup. And they're now a Champions League team. I don't care who they hire. If they're bored and the owners do not spend money and sign players, nothing will change. And even if you do spend the money, doing it in an improper way, like we've seen with United, who have spent a boatload of money over the last 5 to 10 years, it's not going to lead to anything. So I'm very interested to see what comes of this. I was a little surprised with the hire, to be honest, because you would think that they would probably want to go for someone who has maybe more pull with players, where people are really want to play for that manager.
This I feels understand.
Like, you know what I mean? Like this. No disrespect to Thomas Frank, but you look
nobody
at some
knows
of the other men. Yeah, nobody really knows him. There's no. It's like look at Xavi Alonso to Real Madrid, for example. People want to play for him. It's Xavi Alonso. He's a legend of the game. They had the crazy year, the undefeated season at Bayern Leverkusen. They almost did the treble without a loss outside of losing to Atlanta in the final 3-0 a couple seasons ago. So there's a lure to that. There's an aura to it where people want to play for that manager, regardless of whether Champions League or not. Hypothetically speaking, Real Madrid's not in the Champions League. People will still want to go there and play for Xavi Alonso because, one, it's Real Madrid. Two, 100%. Xavi Alonso. You look at it as, oh, it's Tottenham. Oh, it's Thomas Frank. How much pull is that going to have in a transfer market where, calling it for what it is, Tottenham are usually going for a lot of the guys that are looked at by other Premier League teams. Example, Mbeumo. Newcastle, Tottenham, Arsenal, all in for Mbeumo. He's reported to be going to United, although now there's a lot of reports that, he's going to choose Tottenham now because Thomas Frank is there. I'm not buying into that at all.
The thing is, like, even him as a coach and what he did for Brentford, is he better than Iraola, the Bournemouth coach? I mean, like, I would think that is a more secure decision to make because I feel like there's a difference in levels here. I mean, what Bournemouth did this year is even more impressive than what Brentford did in my own
100%. I don't think there's an argument. I think that's a fact. I don't think anyone can say
exactly
anything. They sold their best player and had a better season than they did the last.
They almost ended up in a European spot.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. Before we continue on, real quick shout out. James Milner signed an extension with Brighton. He has been playing professional football 7 years longer than Lamine Yamal has been alive. 39 years old. The guy's an absolute tank. Shout out to James Milner real quick. I got a question for you. Real quick, would you consider Jack Grealish a flop at City? $100 million transfer goes to City. Is he a flop?
No, he's not. He's not a flop because he won the league titles with them and he won Champions League. So he can't be a flop. But a lot of people sometimes they confuse what a flop means because, like, you know, if you sign on for a team for 4 years and you have two amazing years with that team, that is success to me. You can't expect someone at the same level at all times. Not everybody's able to do that. Whether Grealish did it because he loved partying too much or, you know, he had injuries, that's a different conversation. But how can you call that guy a flop?
Well, are you at least aware that that's a conversation that gets had and debates out there?
Yes, for
okay.
sure.
So let me ask you that. Let me throw this at you. He won a treble at City. and was an instrumental part in that. He wasn't exactly, you know, wasn't bagging 10, 15 goals a season, but he was active. He was assisting. He made stuff happen. He, during the Champions League run, had some big assists, if I remember correctly, that led to them winning the Champions League. Huge assists. Now, Liverpool just signed Wirtz for $150 million.
Yeah.
What are the expectations that he's going to have to live up to now? I mean, if Jack Grealish is – I mean, if people even consider Jack Grealish a potential flop or even are open-minded about the idea that that's a thing, I mean, what is – I mean, is the standard for Wirtz Ballon d'Or or bust? I mean, getting – and it's crazy to me that Liverpool is widely regarded as a team that doesn't spend all this stuff. They've spent – absolute bags for Van Dijk, Alisson, and now Wirtz. They're breaking the British transfer records. I don't want to hear that noise anymore. Nonetheless, I mean, I don't think he's going to flop, but I mean, we're getting to, how does someone live up to 150 million? Like let me tell you
something. I used to be a guy that was very fixated on transfer fees because the Pogba example, he gets signed for 100 million and that was a flop. Like, that is an actual flop of a player, whether he won Europa League or not. Pogba didn't live up to the expectations. Florian Wirtz is going to Liverpool at 22 years old. I mean, the future is his. If in the next 5 years he wins the league a couple times in the Champions League, how can he be a flop? But in the Liverpool spectrum, to answer your question, trophies is the only goal. Winning every game is the only goal. You can't set – what other expectation can you set other
and
than
contributing.
That?
Contributing. He just has to, for me, and I think he's a fine, fine player. I think that he is going to be an absolute stud. It's just you look at the number, you look at the conversations that a lot of these pundits have. I personally think that they're just beyond stupid. I don't think that a transfer fee determines anything in my eyes. I think that that's just what the market's at nowadays. And if you want him, you got to get him.
Should we remind everybody what Liverpool paid for Mohamed Salah and what he ended up being for Liverpool?
Exactly.
They bought him from Roma for like 30 million.
Yeah, you can look at the De Bruyne to City. Everyone's exactly. Like, oh, he was at Chelsea. He was terrible. Speaking of De Bruyne, signs for Napoli. I personally think that this is a home run signing for me. It allows – he can play multiple positions in that midfield. The way that Conte's team is set up, it will be, you know, he's not going to have to run all over the field necessarily. He has the chemistry with Lukaku up top. McTominay, obviously, as we've learned, apparently is very good going forward, so it'll unlock him. It's just so insane that we let him go, but nonetheless. This, for me, is a 10 out of 10 signing. I mean,
I love it.
About you?
I love it, right?
I love it.
I mean, imagine the class and the quality. And Luka Modric is playing for Milan. I mean, the Italian league is getting two absolute legends.
Yeah.
25-26. Luka Modric, Lukaku, De Bruyne, Scott McTominay, Lautaro Martinez, Thuram. Those are all top-notch players. And they're all playing in Italy.
I don't know how I feel as much about the Modric to Milan because they're very down bad, and I don't know if that's the answer to their problem. I don't think it's a bad signing by any means because it's Modric and he's a legend of the game. But I don't like that De Bruyne still has a lot left in the tank in my eyes versus Modric is really on his way out. But nonetheless, great signing for Napoli.
De Bruyne's issue was the injuries a lot for the last year. Yeah,
and I think that this is. I think that not to take anything away from Serie A, I think it's speaking versus the Premier League. The Premier League is a lot more demanding and a lot more physical in my eyes. And I think that he's going to fit in very well with that Napoli team, and they're going to be, for me at least, favorites to win the league. You can throw Inter in there, potentially might actually be the favorites. But nonetheless, let's see. Some other news today. Barcelona meet with Nico Williams' agent. Official report, no speculation. And Lamal posts a picture of them on his story, both in the Spanish jerseys. My question for you is why? I mean, you have Rafinha on that left-hand side. Lamal's obviously going to play every game on that right-hand side. You got Lewandowski, who's getting up there in age as a striker, but Rafinha and Nico Williams are not strikers. I mean, does this sign make sense from a Barcelona perspective? I mean, is it just because they want another Spanish player in the side? What did they do with Rafinha? Who's going to? Because I can't imagine them signing Nico Williams just to back up Rafinha. And Rafinha just had the best season of his career and has had Ballon d'Or shouts for the entirety of the season. I mean,
My thoughts initially with Rafinha and the season that he ended up having was like, oh my God, you know, like for Barcelona to be dying to replace you and this is the season you end up having is absolutely a movie. But the craziest thing about this move is that they keep knocking on the same door. And I mean, I get it. Rafinha is 29 years old now. He's heading towards the end of his career, but he looked far from being done with top level football. So unless he's trying to play almost like what PSG is playing, which they're playing Dembele, Barcola, and Kvaratskhelia, and none of them is a center forward. Unless that's what Flick is thinking about, this move makes no sense whatsoever.
And it was what they thought about doing last season. They tried to get Nico Williams and sell Rafinha, and it didn't happen. And Rafinha had the best season of his career, and now you're going to go back to that. For me, because it's going to be a lot of money for them to secure him, and they're a team that is financially strapped. I just think that there are a lot of areas that they could be spending that money on to improve versus making this move. Like defensively, for example, they could use a left back. No? I mean, obviously, Balde is, you know, a very solid player, but he has injury issues. It's very puzzling. I will say that it is puzzling.
A lot of sense. Yeah.
There is back to Premier League stuff. Gyökeres and Sporting drama. There apparently was an agreement made between the player and the club about what would be accepted for his transfer fee. It was alleged that 65 million plus add-ons, although not exactly in his contract, would be accepted. The sporting director came out and pretty much said, I never said that. There's a lot of confusion. What I said is I wouldn't sell him for 100 million because no one leaves Portugal at 27 for 100 million, but 65 million is not going to get done. Gyökeres takes to Instagram to post something along the lines of, there's a lot being said that's not true. I'll address it when the time is right. This comes after reports of both Arsenal and United being interested in the player. This has also led to reports now that United are looking to are in contact with Osimhen's representatives, but you know his wages is going to be the issue here. Is more than 65 million for Gyökeres too much? Where do you go with this and all this news?
The fact that Gyökeres is not Premier League tested is the biggest question mark of why this guy's going to be sold for that amount of money. Let me tell you, 33 games played this season, 39 goals, 7 assists. That is a number that even if you take away 19 goals, right? And he scores 20 goals in the Premier League next season, that is going to be that's godly for any team that signs him. I feel like this guy is going to be sold by the end of the summer. And I feel like the Sporting president just wants to squeeze every last dollar he can because he has gold in his hands.
Where do you think he lands?
I think he's going to land in a team either like Arsenal or I could see somebody like Liverpool making a monster move for him. Because the only reason why Liverpool would start off their summer by signing Florian Wirtz and Frimpong is to let everybody know that we're not taking our foot off the gas. And especially if they sell Darwin to the Saudi, I'm hearing 70, 80 million, they will definitely pay that fee for Gyökeres and have probably one of the nastiest attacks in Premier League history.
In the world. I mean, they will be favorites for everything, in my opinion, if that's the case. But we're going to continue on to some more transfer talk up next in the 2-minute drill here on First Touch. I'm your host, Ty Levine, along with Nico Beef Sauce. Do not move. We are not even close to done and coming right back.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Tal Levine, along with Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, Man City announced Cherki, the signing complete. The young Frenchman signs for City, who for me are winning the summer right now. Are they done? Rate the transfer. Your thoughts on Cherki to City.
I love that move because especially for what he showed for the Nations League, as soon as he entered the pitch, you could see a difference in that French team. I'm rating him an absolute 8, man, because I feel like he's going to be a guy that's going to give them solutions and that creativity that they lost from De Bruyne.
Cherki, Marmoush, Haaland, City are going to be back challenging for the league next year. Mark my words. Other news, Paul Pogba's received a 2-year contract offer from Monaco. Haven't heard that name in quite a while. Do you expect Pogba to get back in the swing of things? Do you think that he's kind of finished? It's over?
I think he's going to carry out the brand as long as he can. As long as he can convince somebody that he can play football for money. I don't think that he loves the game enough to come back and do anything top level. Well, good luck to him.
That's where I'm at as well. And Zubimendi to Arsenal confirmed. Your thoughts on this move for them? I don't know really where he fits in that. I mean, obviously, you know, his position is where Declan Rice plays, but you got to think he's got to be better than Partey, no?
Spanish players will always be a useful tool, man. They'll fit in. They'll play ball. Great with his feet. Calm, collected. Great. I love that signing.
And the other news, we spoke about him before, Jack Grealish out of the Club World Cup squad for City. You would have thought that, I mean, he spent a lot of games at home this year for the club. Is this the end of him at City? Do you see him maybe moving to a Premier League side this summer? Where does Jack Grealish go for here?
Does he have one more year in his contract?
Honestly, I'm not 100% sure.
I think probably another year.
You have to believe they want to sell him for some sort of money, correct? They're not just going to take him. They're not going to let him go on a free after spending $100 million on him.
The fact that he's not playing in this tournament might tell me that there's probably discussions that are close to being done, and they don't want to risk him getting injured or anything like that.
Could you see him going back to Villa?
I see him going back to Villa, and I also see a guy like him going to Saudi, man. I honestly, like, imagine the amount of money that they would pay him there.
Yeah, it would be pretty crazy. All right. Club World Cup kicks off tomorrow. We got games all week. We'll be discussing it here on First Touch next Friday at 5 o'clock Eastern. I'm your host, Todd Levine, along with Nico Beef Sauce here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network presented by Sports Overnet America. We will see you guys next week, 5 o'clock. Thank you so much.